news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. President Trump putting the world on notice with his plan to impose reciprocal tariffs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has directed his administration's top trade officials to outline a new series of tariffs, calling it a matter of fairness.
We're just going to do it the easy way, and we're just going to say whatever you charge, we charge, and I think that's fair for the people of the United States.
He predicted the tariffs would lead to more U.S. jobs, but acknowledged prices could go higher in the short term. The reciprocal tariffs aren't scheduled to take effect until at least April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's vice president stands up for religious liberty in a speech to European allies.
At Friday's Munich Security Conference, Vice President J.D. Vance warned that erosion of freedom of speech and religion were internal dangers in NATO nations that rival invasion by a hostile military power. Among the examples he cited was a new law in Scotland that could impact citizens whose homes lie within so-called abortion clinic buffer zones.
Even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law.
Speaking a day after his visit to the Dachau concentration camp, the vice president said the winners of the Cold War should not emulate the political suppression practiced by former oppressive regimes. George Williams reporting.
Workers at an Amazon warehouse in North Carolina have rejected a proposal to unionize. They're the latest group of the company's employees to side against union representation. The National Labor Relations Board said Saturday about three-quarters of employees at Amazon Fulfillment Center in Garner, which is just outside Raleigh, voted against joining the labor union. Wisconsin's second oldest prison, built in the 1800s, would finally be closed under a new plan from Governor Tony Evers. It includes a sweeping change to all of the state's correctional systems without building a new prison there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan view contracts, and it varies by plan view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
The Brazilian government announced yesterday that the next BRICS summit will take place in Rio de Janeiro, July 6th and 7th. Brazil will chair the bloc of developing economies through 2025. And since it will focus on promoting global governance reform and cooperation among global south countries. The bloc was established in 2009 by Brazil, Russia, India, and China, with South Africa joining in 2010 as a counterbalance to the group of seven leading industrialized nations. Recently, they welcomed Indonesia. Panda craze has once again gripped Hong Kong as residents compete to name the territory's first locally born giant panda cubs, who just turned 6 months old. The competition to name the twin cubs, born on August 15th, launched yesterday following a celebratory ceremony at Ocean Park, which houses the twins, their parents, and two other giant pandas. Residents can go to the website to give ideas. News and analysis at townhall.com. A floating piece of Americana reaches a milestone.
At 100 years old, the Goodyear blimp is an ageless star in the sky. The 246-foot-long airship will be in the background of the Daytona 500, flying roughly 1,500 feet above Daytona International Speedway, actually to celebrate its greatest anniversary tour. Even though remote camera technologies are improving regularly and changing the landscape of aerial footage, the blimp continues to carve out a niche. At Daytona, with the usual 40-car field racing around a 2.5-mile super speedway, views from the blimp aptly provide the scope of the entire event. Ron Taylor reporting.
A study of news influencers reveals how President Trump had an edge over Kamala Harris in the campaign. Pew Research Center found that influencers were equal in their critical comments to the two candidates, but influencers who supported Mr. Trump were more likely to mention him in their posts than did Harris. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
A high wind warning is in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Behind the front, some of the gusts from the west may hit 50 or 60 miles per hour. There'll be periods of rain today with a high near 60. Showers in tonight. As colder air surges in, the overnight low should fall to 29. Sunny and windy tomorrow, the high in the upper 30s, and a sunny and colder Tuesday, the high 33. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. If you've tried to call me this week and I haven't gotten back to you, try me again. I will get back to you, but I'm been wonderfully busy and I would really like to talk to you. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And we are going to talk about real estate. If you've got any questions, if you want to make any comments, if you've got any suggestions, I've got a lot of things that I want to share with you today. But if you'd like to talk to us, give us a call, 410-922-6680. And that is right now we are on air. Want to tell you about open house that I'm having today. Yes, I know it's raining and people say, why would you be having an open house in this kind of weather? And what I do when I have a scheduled showing on one of my properties, since I'm going to be there anyway, I do show my own properties, I just turn it into that 1 hour open house. So since I'm going to be there, as I said, and I'm going to meet the agent or the buyer that's coming there, I also can put an open house sign out and other people can stop by. So this home is at 2322 Sugar Cone Road. That's in 21209. It's in a community called Greengate. It's across the street from the quarry. You can actually walk to the quarry. And this is the quarry at Greenspring. Lots of shopping, restaurants, professional offices. There's a Whole Foods there, and beautiful paved trails to walk around the lake. If you're interested in seeing this home, again, it is at 2322 Sugar Cone Road, and that is zip code 21209. It has five bedrooms, three and a half baths, a screened-in porch. It's a two-story colonial with a finished lower level that's also got a bedroom and a bathroom down there. It's got a large spa primary bathroom upstairs. There are hardwood floors. There's a fireplace. There is, on the first floor, there is a room that could easily be, it's being used right now as a den or family room, but it could also be a first floor bedroom if that's something you needed. And if you did, there it's level to walk in from the driveway to the front door with no steps so that you could have that first floor bedroom if you needed it. Also, as I said, the lower level is finished. There's a walkout. And if you'd like to see this property, either give me a call, 410-530-2400, or stop by this afternoon. I'll be there from 3 to 4. Again, it's 2322 Sugarcone Road. If you have any problems or questions, and if you're working with a real estate agent, you're welcome to come without the agent. We can call the agent afterwards. So again, hope to see you. Any questions after the show, 410-530-2400. And I'm hoping to see some of you today. I thought I would tell you about some budget tips. What I say is that you really do not need to break the bank in order to get your home ready to sell. And I'm going to give you some tips about that. Anybody listening, if you would like to share your tips, we would all like to hear them. But so I say, you know, not everybody, when they go to sell their house, can put in a new kitchen or new baths or new brand new carpet or new wood floors. And I'm just here to tell you that there are so many ways that you can make this house move in or move out ready. One of the biggest things, one of the biggest bangs for the buck, I think, is caulking. So many areas in the house need it. I would suggest, if you're not an expert, to get an expert who does caulking. It has to be removed properly. It has to be cleaned properly before you can just take a tube of white caulk and do your bathrooms and sinks and floors. And I think it's very obvious when you go into a house when it's been done by an amateur and you go, oh, that's just not appealing. So again, the next thing is a very, very, what I call a deep clean. Have a professional company come in, deep clean, and I mean everything, the corners and the drawers and under the sinks and the basement, everything should be totally, totally as clean as possible. Don't forget about paint, a fresh coat of paint on the walls or the ceilings. Again, keep it neutral, can make your space feel bigger, more open, and more appealing. So don't forget the power of paint. One of the other things that I really suggest you do, not expensive, but makes a big difference, is your garage. Do not, I repeat, do not take all the stuff in your house and put it in your garage so that you can show the house. People, when they want a garage, when they're looking at a garage, they want to see the size of it. They want to see, can my two cars fit in it? Or maybe they need it for storage. Can't tell when you've got all that stuff in it. So the best thing to do is totally empty the garage and then paint it. Paint the four walls, paint the ceilings if you can, and very, very especially paint the floor. It makes a tremendous, tremendous difference when you're looking in a house that has a garage, especially in this weather, that you can see the size of it and how useful it is. So again, not an expensive fix. Clean it out. You've got to clean it out anyhow to move. Clean it out and paint it. We've talked about decluttering, depersonalizing. Remove the items that you're not going to use. Go ahead and pack the things that you know for sure that you're going to take to the new house. Take that clutter down a bit and get pack your photos up. the things that you're going to be taking, you want people to look at the house, not at the family photos. I don't say you can't leave photos there. I don't mind that at all. But I don't want, or you don't want, an entire wall or entire counters filled with nothing but family photos. They're fine. Take them to the new house and do it there. Go to the outside. What does your front door look like? Does it need painting? Does it need replacing? What's the condition of the locks and the handles on the front door? Address them. The same with your mailbox. What kind of condition is it in? Could it use a coat of paint, or could it use total replacement? Remember, when somebody walks up to your front door, that's the first thing they're going to see is your front door, your mailbox. And when they're standing there waiting to open the door, you want to give that really, really good impression. Next, go outside. Drive by your house and look to see what it looks like by others that are driving by. Is your lawn well kept? Is your mulch well kept? Does it need some attention? Does it need some plantings? Does it need maybe some flower pots on the front porch? Just something to give it that that little bit of oomph that it looks pretty from the outside. Other things that you can do: update your light fixtures if they're in not good condition. Maybe your hardware could be changed. Again, not a big break the bank thing to do. And one of the small details that I think makes a real difference is check your light switches and your electrical switches. What kind of condition are they in? Are they clean? Do they have stains on them? Can they be wiped down? Or very simply, replace them. It makes a big difference in the house. So again, if you've got any of these things, walk around your house, take a look at it. Some of the other things, anything that's broken, if you've got a leaking faucet, open and close all your doors and drawers. Do they work properly? Do they latch? Again, handy person could come in and knock all of this stuff out probably in a day or so, because these are the kinds of things that buyers really do notice. Other things, look at your window coverings. Are they in good condition? Are any of your shades or blinds torn or dirty or just not appealing? Take them down. Either replace them, or where you've taken them down, it patch the areas. If you've got holes in the wall, fill them, paint them, make it look pristine. So all of these things, the goal is to make it look like you've got a very well cared for home. If you've got any additions to this, anybody who said, this is something that we did before we sold the home, this is what can happen, I would love it if you would share them with me. Maybe you've got some things that I haven't thought about. And the idea of this is that when somebody says, oh, you've got to get the house pristine and staged and perfect, and it's going to take months and months to do it, I'm saying that these are some things that you can do to enhance the house and make it that much more appealing. Don't forget also, if you're not going to replace the carpet, it's not and it's not clean, go ahead and shampoo it. Again, not going to break the bank. More information about getting your home ready, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, and we're going to step out for our first break.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? ICareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're talking all about real estate. This is Margaret Rome. If you want to call us 410-922-6680. If you got any questions, you're making a comment, we'd love to hear from you. I want to tell you about some of the listings that I have, some of the special homes that I have for sale, and I've got quite a few beauties. I have got probably one of the nicest homes I've ever had. A very, very contemporary home that's in the Green Spring Valley. It's in a gated neighborhood. It has many, many custom designs. There are 6 bedrooms and at least 6 bathrooms. But the first floor you could completely live on with the huge, huge primary suite that includes a gym and a den and a couple of dressing rooms and a big spa bathroom. Wonderful, wonderful place to call home, and that's just on the first floor. Upstairs, you've got another 4 or 5 bedrooms with a couple of bathrooms, 2.5 bathrooms upstairs. If you need offices, if you've got children, if you've got guests, this is really the place for it. And if you like to be outside, this is on a wooded 2-acre lot that has a deck all the way around, so that every single room on the first floor, the kitchen, the sunroom, the dining room, the living room, the master bedrooms, the deck, everything can be reached. The deck can be reached by sliding doors that go out there. So I don't have to tell you that with all of those deck entrances and the high ceilings that you've got great light in this house. Very bright, high ceilings, wood floors. Give me a call. The home is in 1805 Bywoods. It's in the Stevenson zip code of 21153. It is, again, Green Spring Valley. Easy commute to 83, you know, probably not more than a mile or so, 2 miles from the Beltway. You can get to Wegmans quickly. Just a beautiful neighborhood and a beautiful home, and very accessible. Another home that I have that I showed yesterday, I think the people were really interested in it, is another colonial. It is in the park at Mount Washington. That's where the old Bonnie View Country Club was. It's in Baltimore County. It, too, is close to 83, to the Summit Park Elementary School, and minutes from the Mount Washington shops. So this one has 4 to 5 bedrooms. It has the laundry upstairs. I mentioned that it's a colonial. Open floor plan, huge kitchen, huge living room, family room. It's got an office. It's got a screened-in sun porch. It's got a double garage. It has one of the unique features is an elevator, and this elevator was put in when the home was built, so it's not an add-on. You don't even know it's there unless you need it. There is a shower room. The primary bedroom, as I mentioned, is really, really large, has 3 walk-in closets in the primary bedroom. If you want to see this house, give me a call. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. The address is 2007 Thistlewood Road, and that's in 21209. I'd love to show you or tell you or speak to your agent about that. And I've got a number of properties that I need. I've got people that are waiting for homes. If you are thinking about selling, and the people that I'm talking about can go immediately if you want to sell immediately, or they can give you time to decide what you want to do. If you need a month or 2 months or 3 months, that's not a problem. We will wait if it's the right home. And some of the homes that I need a home up to maybe $650,000, $700,000 in the Ruxton area. Even if it needs some work, they really want to be in this area. So if you've got one that maybe needs rehabbing or one that's already pristine, give me a call. If you're living in Ruxton, maybe you or maybe your neighbor is thinking about selling the home. I also need a green tree condo, one with a first floor bedroom. I know they're hard to come by, but I've got somebody that could move right away, or they could give you 6 months if you needed. They are ready to purchase. I need a small home, could be 2 bedrooms, have a driveway or a carport would be nice, up to $400,000, and they almost don't care where it is. They're looking for a small single-family home with a driveway or a garage and a first-floor bedroom. Sorry about that. They also need a first-floor bedroom. They are just a few of the homes that I need, and I've got a lot more people who are looking for specific homes. Don't hesitate to give me a call. Thinking about living in a condo or a co-op, I have that available. Also, a co-op with all the covering all the utilities and taxes is a co-op at 11 Slade. I have a penthouse there, unit 906, three bedrooms, two and a half baths, has a laundry, has a balcony, in beautiful move-in condition. So that's one co-op. And the second co-op is much smaller. It is a studio apartment with a balcony, nice flooring, and that one could be purchased furnished if you're thinking about having a place that you want to just live in or use while you're traveling. This would be it. Studio apartment in 11 Slade, which is a co-op. Another one that I have that's a condominium. Perfect move-in condition, beautiful wood floors or wood-looking floors. It's two bedrooms, one and a half baths. It's got at least five generous closets. It's got sliding glass doors to that covered balcony. It's got a beautiful eat-in kitchen with stainless appliances and granite counters and granite table, a separate laundry room. Again, this is at 6210 Park Heights Avenue, and this is in zip code 21215. It's Strathmore Tower. So that's just a few of the properties that I have, and always, always looking for more properties because I've got people waiting for them. What else do I want to tell you? Let's talk about something that's a little bit, just a little bit uncomfortable, I think, and that is the difference between bluffing, negotiating, and truth impairment. Make sure when you're choosing a real estate agent that you know their style. Ask them questions how they would respond to certain situation. What if somebody came in asking for money for closing? What if somebody came in with a really low price? Many, many ideas. So I want to tell you a little bit about what I think about this. There is negotiation. And I think of negotiation like playing poker. And poker's one of those games that you can learn it in about 5 minutes, but it takes a lifetime to master it. So think about playing poker. You're sitting there with friends and colleagues and playing a card game, and you're trying to convince the other person that you've got the best hand in the world when maybe you've got nothing. That's poker playing. That's bluffing. And hopefully that is the way you're negotiating. You are not, that's negotiations. The thing that you don't want to get involved with, and there's three things. There's negotiation, there is bluffing, and there's truth impairment. And again, we talked about bluffing is pretending you've got a good hand in a card game, but you don't. And think about this. If you can bluff well, you might get what you want, but you also need to be very careful. If someone calls your bluff, they might not trust you later. And if you do that enough, people are going to know how you negotiate, how you bluff. If it's somebody who always says they have a good hand, or they only bet higher because they've got a great hand, the people around you learn to read you. Again, same with negotiation. The other thing that we were talking about, not bluffing, not negotiation, but something else called truth impairment. Telling untrue things is serious. This is like lying, making up stuff to trick the other person. They're total untruths. If you do that, you are breaking not only the client's trust, you are breaking the trust of the real estate community, other real estate agents, other brokers. The word gets around. And once trust is broken, it's really tough to fix. So again, what's the difference between bluffing, when you bend it just a little bit, when you try to make your client's negotiation look a little stronger? That is called negotiations. But when you lie, or as I like to say, truth impairment, you break that trust, and bluffing might let you keep a little bit of that respect, but lying can shut the door on the transaction that you're working on. It can also shut the door for future deals for good. I have so many examples of this that I'm not even going to share on this program, but you do, once you've been in the business for quite some time, you start to know who is negotiating and who is truth impaired. It's really better when everyone walks away and both sides are happy and you both feel good about the deal and you still are good working colleagues when you're finished with it. I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about and might want to share some of your stories, or call me after the show. I can always listen to and hear some of the things that you are going through. Again, you are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. This is, you can reach us right now, 410-922-6680. And one of the other properties that I have is I have a half an acre lot, corner lot, that you could build an individual home on. Anybody thinking about building a place, maybe you've already got a builder, that would be great. I would be happy to tell you more about that property. And we're going to step out. We're going to take a quick break. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
A high wind warning is in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Some of the gusts out of the west make it as high as 50 or 60 miles per hour. There will also be some showers today with a high hovering near 60. Then as the cold front moves out, rain will tape off into this evening. There will be breaks in the clouds overnight with some more strong wind gusts and a low dipping to 29 degrees. For the start of the week on Monday, some sunshine with gusty winds out of the west at a high of 38. Sunny and colder Tuesday with a high of 33. Snow will be possible continuing into Wednesday. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number. And if you want to see any and all properties, you can go to margaretrome.com and you can see all the homes that I'm talking about. Ask any questions. You are always welcome to give me a call. I want to give a shout out to a special real estate agent. His name is Jay Gillis. Now, he did something that he didn't have to do, but this is what kindness and working with other agents is all about. The sign, one of my for sale signs were down. There were some high winds and bad weather, and he was kind enough to call me and let me know so I could get that taken care of. That's really special. Agents working with agents, we all are working together to make this industry so much better. And by working together as agents, we make it better for the buyers and for the sellers. If you've got any stories to share about that, I would absolutely love to hear them. Again, you can reach us right now, 410-922-6680. I need a green tree condo with a garage with first floor master bedroom. Excuse me, first floor primary bedroom. We're not in a hurry, but if it became available, we could go immediately, or we could wait 3, 4, 5, 6 months, as long as you need. That's how badly they want a first floor bedroom in the Green Tree condo. Give me a call if you're thinking about it, if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I've got a small house that should be coming on the market this week, and it's only a two-bedroom, one or one-and-a-half bathrooms with a driveway. May need some work. I will let you know. We'll know more about it before next week. But if you're thinking about purchasing a small home that might need some work in an area that is it's Baltimore City, but it's close to areas like it's north of Northern Parkway. It's close to Park Heights Avenue with lots of other individual homes. So if that sounds like something that you would be interested in, give me a call again, 410-530-2400. So those are just a few of the properties that I need. And again, if you're looking for something special, if you're thinking about selling your home and you want this kind of coverage, don't hesitate to give me a call. Again, repeating, 410-530-2400. Let's see if I've got a story to share with you. That would probably be a fun thing to do. What can I tell? Okay, let's compare a smooth transaction or real estate transaction to flying an airplane, going cross country. Now, if you've got an experienced pilot, you've got great weather, blue skies all the way. It's a simple, easy flight, no turbulence. Same thing with in real estate. You can also have a non-turbulent settlement, closing, showings, if you've got the right person. However, even though many of those landings are smooth, those are the ones that go unnoticed. You don't hear about any exciting landings if there's been you don't hear about smooth landings, but you do hear about the ones that have turbulence and problems and almost misses. And that's when you need that real estate professional who has done many, many, many transactions, or the pilot who's done many, many, many landings, safe landings. You don't really notice it when that happens. It's like the ice skater. When you see someone who looks so beautiful on the ice, it looks effortless. The more effortless it looks, the better skater they are. So think about that with any of your professionals. And what makes great stories are when there are problems. In flying, we call it hangar flying, where you just stand around and talk about the near misses and one engine going out. So many working parts on a plane that you can have many, many situations. Same way with real estate. Your real estate agent really plays a big role when they are closing a deal. It is like landing a plane. The more education you've got, the more landings, the more closings that you do, the more expertise you have. So even when you see these flawless closings, you don't realize the small challenges that go on. And maybe it's an inspection problem, maybe it's a financing problem, maybe it is an appraisal problem that can be smoothly handled when you've got an experienced agent. Not to say you shouldn't use a new agent, but make sure that that new agent has a mentor, somebody who can help them, someone who can handle any of their problems when they come up. And again, smooth transactions don't make good stories. Most of our closing go quickly. They go successfully. There's smiles. There's happiness. And it looks like you can sell a house, no problem, smooth transaction. So if you're selling a home and you want a smooth landing, a smooth transaction, make sure who you're using for a real estate professional. Ask neighbors, ask friends, who do they recommend? Ask people if they were happy with the transaction or why they were and why they were not. Don't go in because somebody's got their name on a park bench or even you hear them on the radio show. Get referrals when you are thinking about buying or selling a home. It is time for a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Wake up to the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
I want the truth.
Then check back frequently for the latest news and updates throughout the day.
Very shagadelic.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Call-in number after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text. Have to share with you a call that just came into the station. When I mentioned that someone called about my sign being down, this person who did call called to clarify that he is not a real estate agent. He's just a good Samaritan. And again, Jay, I want to thank you for calling me, for listening to the show. And if you've got any questions, I would love to talk to you. Thanks again. So I think that's really interesting. I just assumed it was a real estate agent calling to tell me that, but it was just a really, really nice person. Some of the other homes that I need a townhouse in the Falls, 21209. I need a 7-slade condo, a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo in Slade Avenue. And that's another condo. And I need some land. I could use some land, small farm. It can have buildings on it. It can be vacant land. Needs to be near water. They want to farm it. If you know of anybody who's got a small farm, minimum of 10 acres, give me a call. I would like to help this person who would love to be a farmer and get his hands in the dirt and grow things and maybe vegetables for the neighborhood. Give me a call. I would, again, really, really like to share that. I'd love to be able to find him that property. I have a piece of land that is coming on the market that's very, very sought after. It's very unusual to have this much land at such proximity to the Beltway and the expressway and schools and everything else. This is about between 7 and 8 acres. It could be for a private estate. It's very simple to make this a gated compound. So if you want to be convenient to neighborhoods, close to shopping, close to private schools, easy access to 83 in the Beltway, over 7 acres, beautiful private views, you could have this spectacular property to build your dream home on. If you are thinking about it, right now there is an old farmhouse, there's a couple other buildings, there's a garages, all of them being sold as is because the value is in the land. If you are looking for this private, very private estate with this gorgeous piece of land, if you're thinking about building your luxury home, any style that you want, but just haven't been able to find the land to do it, call me. This is in Baltimore County. Again, I would love to tell you more about it, and this could be your compound. You could make it with tennis courts. You could make it with guest house. You could. It's only for one main house, though. Give me a call if that's something that you're thinking about. Land in the Baltimore area that could potentially be a very, very luxurious estate. So I'm talking to builders out there, those of you who are working with builders who've been wanting to build their own private retreat but have not been able to find the land. If you're interested, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.